As Massachusetts prepares for Phase 3 of its reopening on Monday, coronavirus cases are on the rise in many other states, forcing them to reverse their reopening plans. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has been coordinating many efforts to respond to the first wave of the virus and prepare for a possible second wave, all while getting mixed messages from the White House about the seriousness of the pandemic. We spoke with Captain Russell Webster. He's the administrator and federal coordinating officer for FEMA's Region 1, which covers New England. Webster explained how this pandemic has differed from other emergencies.
The three things that have been unique to this pandemic have been the scope of this event with 50 states, four territories, 574 tribes involved, the scarcity of PPE and other things. And the third unique differential happens to be that every one of us has suffered losses. Some of my people have been affected personally. A longtime retired federal coordinating officer like myself passed away in the soldier's home. So I think those things, three things, have been a difference.
As you know, federal agencies and President Trump downplayed the looming threat of COVID-19 well into March, and is even suggesting now that testing should slow down to prevent rising numbers of positive cases. And the president now refuses to wear a mask in public. Are you concerned as a federal administrator about these mixed messages that we're still getting?
I'm not concerned regionally in the sense that my mission here in the Northeast is to support the states and coordinate on their behalf. In terms of politics, I certainly have my own private views, but in terms of how FEMA has been and will continue to serve the Northeastern states and 10 First Nation tribes, we have to be agnostic. We have to take a very data-driven posture in terms of how we support the 1,651 communities here in the Northeast.
Captain Webster, if you would speak to the complexities of dealing with this pandemic, especially since I know that, like many other people across the region, all your people, hundreds of them, are working from their homes, not out of the office.
Very early on, we recognized that in order to ensure that we provided the best service, that we had to ensure that our own workforce was safe. So beginning March 16th, our entire workforce began to work virtually. We now are shifting gears at this point and increasing our capability for managing a hurricane concurrent with the COVID disaster.
Let me ask you this question. Based on what you're seeing here in FEMA Regional 1 and across New England, where we have been fairly successful at tamping down the spread of the coronavirus, you know, knock on wood, are you optimistic that we will avoid a second wave?
Well, I think never before has the individual citizen been empowered to define an outcome as we are right now. People have the ability to continue to wash their hands, maintain safe distance, wear masks, and have a huge impact on whether and if we do have a second wave. Irregardless of whether we have flash-ups, flare-ups, or a second wave, I can tell you the federal government and the 22 agencies that have been involved to date are ready for that possibility in every measure.
Captain Russell Webster is FEMA Region 1 Regional Administrator and Federal Coordinating Officer. Region 1 covers New England. Captain Webster, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me. Take care.